Get out your breeches, your powdered wigs, your whalebone corsets. This summer, the Georgian Group celebrates its 80th birthday. On 22nd of June, the Conservation Group is throwing an assembly en fête party at Fitzroy Square outside its Robert Adam headquarters in Bloomsbury. Georgian dress is encouraged, if not obligatory. What strikes me in hospitals is that patients now look smarter than the nurses. Spotless pinafore aprons, starched cotton caps, shoulder cloaks with blood red lining and a tailored dress with a nipped in waist all disappeared around the time Barbara Windsor stopped waddling up and down the wards. Since the 90s, nurses have been allowed to wear trainers or rubber clogs instead of shoes, ill-fitting murky grey-blue tunics called scrubs, instead of dresses, and the lumpy polyester trousers instead of black tights. They're all indistinguishable from cleaning staff. When did it become compulsory to look casual? Even nuns now look rubbish. We no longer see them floating about in pairs with elaborate sculpted headgear. Peggott Smith deserves every plaudit for King Charles III. Moving soulful, anxious, the portrait of present Prince of Wales wholly avoided caricature, even if the blank verse of the dialogue toyed with parody. "My life has been lingering for a throne," he told us, gazing into the camera lens, like Oliver as Richard III. The idea was that here we had an anointed king who saw the monarch's role as being a check and balance of our land, who refused to give royal assent to a bill he thought balderdash, something to do with the suppression...